Friends, valuation and accounting is the heart of merger and acquisition. If I say like that, there is nothing wrong. Because everything happens for generating the profit and the comfort of the acquirer company. Target company, they take into their fold so as to increase the value of the company. Now, if there is anything goes wrong, then the valuation also disturbs. For that purpose, proper accounting method is required. So, proper accounting for the valuation done is forming a very important aspect of merger and acquisition. With this, the objective of our discussion of this chapter is to understand what is meant by value, how core valuation methods are applied, understand how enterprise translate the value into equity value and its price. This includes controlling synergy and structure adjustments also. We'll also understand to navigate the regulatory requirement for valuation, pricing, and accounting, and understand the account for the business combination under GAAP Accounting Standard 14 and IFRS India Accounting Standard 103 and IFRS 3, including PPA and goodwill impairment. This, you will find this something unusual, but accounting also you should understand. Though theoretical part you can understand, the practical part, unless and until you look into the particular cases which I have explained after each and every segment, you will understand how the accounting happens and how the value is determined. With this, our presentation structure will be focusing on going concern value, liquidation value, market value, and factors which are required to be considered for the valuation. There are various methods of valuation, particularly if DCF is the same valuation for all the investment, and contemporary model, that is real options, Monte Carlo, and scenario DCF. Accounting issues, accounting amalgamation, international financial reporting, India-specific regulatory practice overlay, and technology system and risk in modern valuation and valuation to price. These are the aspects, in short, we are going to discuss. Not elaborately. Elaborately, to discuss this, you have to refer your textbook, because it is a very big chapter and requires the thorough, explanation for that. Thorough reading of that particular chapter is required. So please go through that chapter and understand various concepts. However, during this presentation, I will try to give you a brief about each and every aspects of value and accounting. Understanding of valuation concept, method, and regulatory requirement is very essential, as the valuation, as I said, is at the heart of every merger and acquisition transactions. So, in merger and acquisition, value and price are not synonymous. The value is considered as an estimate which is derived from various analytical models and assumptions about the firm's future, while the price reflects the negotiation outcome of influenced by competitive pressure, regulatory limit, financing structure, and perception of the risk. So let us first understand what is ongoing or going concern value. Going concern value represents the value of the business under assumption that it will continue operating indefinitely rather than it being liquidated in the near term. So features of going concern value are its continuity of operation, its earning and cash flow focus, its integration and intangibles, integration of intangibles, its synergy potentials, and risk consideration. This measurement of synergy or measurement of ongoing concern value is generally estimated using the income approach. Generally, income approach is taken into consideration to derive the going concern value, and primarily through the discounted cash flow, that is DCF method, and the formula to derive the going concern value by DCF method is N divided by T is equal to 1 FC of T divided by 1 plus WACC into bracket, and upon bracket there is a T plus TV divided by 1 plus WACC T plus T, where this formula explanation is given. The free cash flow at a time of T, that is FCF, WACC means weighted average cost of capital, and TV is a terminal value which reflecting the continuing operations beyond the forecast period. So alternative model within the GCV. What is the alternative model within GCV? Alternative model within GCV consists of residual income approach. Residual income approach, it adds the present value of excess returns, that is profit minus equity charge, to book the value of equity. Then economic value added, that is EVA, is captured value from positive spread between the return on invested capital and WACC. Scenario-based DCF Monte Carlo is to reflect the uncertainty and multiple possible operating outcome. Here is the example. You can very well go through it and you will understand that. Now, liquidation value. Liquidation value of the business represents net amount that would be realized if all of its assets were sold and its liabilities are settled, either in ordinary manner or through the forced sale. The types of liquidation value is orderly liquidation value, OLV, forced liquidation value, where the assets are sold quickly under distressed condition, and under orderly liquidation value, where it is assumed that sufficient time to make market, the assets obtain the fair price. Breakup value is the value if the company's different divisions or subsidiaries are sold separately and often higher than the simple liquidation of assets. Its measurement process is typically involved the identifying the valuing assets at the realizable price, deducting the secured and unsecured liabilities, and estimating net cash available to the shareholders creditors. Formula will be LV is equal to realizable value of assets minus liability minus liquidation expenses. Indian regulatory context, insolvency and bankruptcy code IBC 2016. Resolution professionals are required to obtain both fair value and liquidation value from the two independent registered valuers. Bank and financial institution in distressed merger and acquisition or the loan recovery, liquidation value often underpins the minimum bid price. Under Income Tax Act, in certain slump sales or distressed transfer, valuation approach is closer to liquidation value that may be considered. Example is given here for your better understanding of these aspects. Reading the example only also you can understand that. Suppose I will read out for one example. A company undergoing the liquidation has the following realizable assets. Assets value: plant and machinery 50 rupees crores, inventory 20 crores, receivable 10 crores and real estate 30 crores. Total realizable value is 110 crores. If you put the total, it comes to 110 crores. Then their secured liabilities 60 crores, unsecured liabilities 30 crores, liquidation expenses 5 crores. So liquidation value is equal to 110 minus 60 plus 30, that is secured liabilities and unsecured liability, plus liquidation expenses, that is 5. It works out to about 95. So total, after deducting from the total realizable value 110, it works out to rupees 15 crores. This represents the residual value available to equity shareholders, highlighting the often sharp contrast with the ongoing concern valuation. Like that, there are several examples I have given after each point that you have to read out carefully rather than I am wasting my time to read out the example. Now, market value. In market value, what happens? No. Business is estimated amount of which the equity or enterprises of the company could exchange in arm's length transactions between the willing buyer and willing seller, neither being under compulsion or both having reasonable knowledge of the facts. So features of market value is arm's length basis, assuming no compulsion and no independent bargaining between the buyer and seller. Market conditions taken into consideration as sensitive to demand and supply, liquidity, investor sentiment and macroeconomic environment. Comparability often derived from comparable trading prices, and dynamic nature can fluctuate significantly due to the stock market movement. So, measurement approach is for listed companies, it is stock market price, unaffected share price or volume weighted average price, VWP, over a specific period, often taken as a market value. Now, regulatory prescriptions in India consist of SEBI takeover regulation. It's open offer pricing or acquisition of listed company. Generally, it is quoted as 26 weeks, 60 days, like negotiated price. SEBI delisting regulation, reverse book building mechanism determines the market value. And SEBI ICDR regulation has amended, issuing price for the preferential allotment and the right issue is linked to VWP for market prices. For unlisted companies, EV, EBIT and EV sales are per equity multipliers of the peer companies. This is a precedent transaction method, is a market value inferred from the price paid to the similar past merger and acquisition deals. FEMA guidelines says that for cross-border share transfers of the issuance, the market value must be certified by SEBI registered merchant banker or chartered accountant, often being used for, they are using DCF or comparable multiples. For specific transaction, minority versus control value is taken into consideration. Discount and premiums are adjustment under marketability, that is DLOM, and liquidity for the strategic synergy. Application in merger and acquisition. Benchmark for negotiation. Fairness opinion, regulatory compliance and valuation cross-checks are taken into consideration while applying in application in merger and acquisition. Example is given here. You may refer this example. Now, factor to be considered for valuation. What are the factors? One is the nature and purpose of valuation. Nature, transaction objective. Then valuation premise and regulatory purpose. Then financial factor consists of earning capacity, cash flow, asset based capital structure, and the working capital requirement. Market and industry factor, if you go through, it will be industry growth prospect, market position, business cyclicality, and benchmark multipliers, investor sentiment. Strategic and synergy consideration consist of control premium and synergy. Synergy may be operational, financial, or strategic synergy or integration feasibility. Regulatory and legal factors, particularly India-specific SEBI, FEMA, Companies Act, income tax and competition, and macroeconomic factors consist of interest rate, inflation, exchange rate, government policy, geopolitical issues. And qualitative factors consist of management quality, reputational and goodwill, employee strength, technological age and sustainability of and ESG factors. Example is provided. You may go through that example. Method of valuation consists of broadly the valuation methods are classified into three categories. Valuation method is three categories. One is asset-based, second is income-based, and third one is a market-based approaches. So first one we will see the asset-based approach. What happens in asset-based approach? It is useful for the assets heavy companies, liquidation scenario or where the cash flow are not predictable. Under that, book value method is used based on the net worth as per the balance sheet. Adjusted net asset method, in this assets and liabilities are valued at a fair market value, and liquidation value method, it is considered for the value is derived from the amount of realizable if the assets are sold and liabilities are settled immediately. Income-based approach consists of discounted cash flow, that is DCF method, where future free cash flow are projected, and capitalization of earning method consists of normalized maintainable profits are capitalized at the appropriate capitalization. Market-based approach, third, this method values the company by comparing it with a market benchmark and a similar business. So comparable companies multiple, this is a trading multiples, uses the ratio like per equity, EV, EBITDA, EV sales, or based on the listed peers. Precedent transaction method, where valuation is based on the past merger and acquisition deals in the same sector. And the market price method consists of applicable for listed companies based on the average stock price over the defined period, like 26 weeks, 60 trading days, as per the SEBI takeover code. Now, other methods, that is hybrid method, which is under special situation. Option pricing model, this is a Black-Scholes binomial. It is used for valuing the startup and high growth companies. Contingent claim valuation is useful where the future payoff are uncertain, and the sum of the parts SOTP is used, the value of each business division separately, and aggregate its conglomerately. That means, like Reliance Industries, example what we have seen earlier. Replacement cost method is relevant in infrastructure and project for regulated industries. Choosing the appropriate method, which method you can choose? Asset-based method you can choose for the asset incentive liquidation or loss-making firms. Income-based method you can choose for profit-making growth-oriented firm, that is DCF is the most popular. And market-based method you can use for listed entities when the comparable data is available. Hybrid approach often used in practice where the weightage is assigned to the multiples methods for fair value range.